Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Any way you slice it, if you ask me, that team right there that you saw last night is going to have something to do with this. They're going to have something to do with this postseason, right? They look to me, I mean, are they not one of the best teams in the AFC? That's just all there is to it, right? The Chiefs, right? And then you got the Texans at 6-3. The Steelers 6-2-1. If you were to guess right now, who's better between those two teams? The Steelers or the Texans? How many people do you think would pick Pittsburgh? 60-40? 70-30?
70-30.
70-30 Pittsburgh. And then what? The Patriots, right? So those are like division leaders, right? And then what? You're going to have two wild cards? And then who do you think that's going to be?
The Chargers are one of them. I think there's really only one playoff spot left in the
AFC. Is it Bengals-Dolphins going for that?
I don't think the Dolphins are going to last.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be between the Bengals.
Right.
And
the Titans.
You want to throw the Titans. Do you think the Jags make a run to get back into it?
They might make a run, but they're in quite a hole. They've lost four in a row. They're 3-5.
I think that the Bengals have it in their sights if they could, you know, get some wins.
If they could beat Pittsburgh on December 30th.
I don't even know if they need that. I got to see who else they have. Obviously, you know, besides the Saints this week.
I'll tell you who they got. Here's what they got. Saints this week, at the Ravens, Browns at home, Broncos at home. They can win those two. At the Chargers, Raiders at home, at Browns, at Steelers.
How many wins do they have right now?
They got five.
They've got five wins.
Right. They play the Browns twice, the Steelers once, and the Ravens once.
They're going to get to eight.
All right. And that's going to be good
enough?
They got
to find a way, I think, to get at least one or two more.
So my point is exactly that the Steelers are going to be in this in some capacity.
Steelers are winning that division.
One way or the other, they're getting in. Even if they don't, even if they blow the division, they're going to get the wild card.
Do you want to put the Ravens in that discussion as well for the wild card?
I think that if and I hate to say this, and not just because Flacco, let's say, has an injured hip and that they could turn to Lamar Jackson, that might very well make them better. They might win with him. You never know. If they played a guy for a whole game, he could win and then get hot and win another one. So, and then get confidence, win another one. You never know. They could go on a run with that kid if they go to him. But with Flacco in there, you have to admit, they've started to look like almost like the Giants. They started to look like Eli Manning.
I think that they have problems beyond Joe Flacco, but yes, you're right about that.
Fair enough. There's other problems. There's other issues. I'll give you that. But they definitely have an issue brewing at the quarterback position, don't they?
I agree.
And then their coaching situation is tenuous. No one wants to admit it. They don't like to say it because the guy won Super Bowls. But the John Harbaugh's on a hot seat in some capacity or another. So, look, at the end of the day, that team, that Pittsburgh team that you watched last night, they can beat anybody. They really can. But they haven't proven that they can beat the Patriots. So they can't even beat them in a regular season game. So that I have a problem with. You got to prove you can beat him at Heinz Field in that game coming up in December, right? But that doesn't mean anything either. Beat him in the postseason. Show me that you can beat him in the postseason, then I'll believe that you're serious about winning a seventh Super Bowl. I mean, let's face facts. They've beaten Kansas City in the playoffs before. I don't think they're afraid of the Houston Texans, to be honest with you. And that's all there is to it. Everyone thought last year they were playing the Patriots for the AFC title game, right? And they didn't get what they wanted. So are they going to get what they want this year? You think that'll be the AFC title game, or you think it's going to be the Chiefs? Because everyone's on the Chiefs now that they're automatic. And the one thing is, do you trust their defense in the postseason?
I don't trust the Chiefs until I see them do it.
So you don't trust the Chiefs, period?
Period. Fair. I also don't trust that high-octane offense is going to play in the middle of January.
Right.
I don't trust it. Until I see them do it, I don't trust it.
Right. That it'll all come crashing to a different realm in the postseason.
I know that this is a different team with the quarterback than the last couple years.
Right.
More explosive. I get it. But I watched that defense crumble against the Titans last year in that playoff game at home. I watched them the year before that lose at home to the Steelers. They've been there the last few years, and they haven't gotten it done. They're just going to try to outscore teams this year. That's fine. But when it's 15 degrees in Kansas City the second or third weekend in January. Are they going to be running up and down a field with Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt? I don't know. I got to see it.
They're going to be freezing ass.
I mean, I know that the cold weather is going to make a difference when it comes down to it, and it's been pretty mild for them so far, but I just think the way that this team is built right now, in the previous years, the pressure was all on the defense because if they got any kind of lead,
right,
they were going ultra-conservative. They weren't letting Alex Smith do anything that was going to risk it, and he himself was going to make, you know, the check-down pass. He wasn't going to go deep. He wasn't going to throw the bomb over the top and try to take a chance and extend the lead. He was going to be like, all right, we got it. Now let's just coast to the end. Mahomes isn't going to do that. And even if, you know, it's a situation where he can't hit the guy over the top, this guy's legs and his ability to run around is way better than Alex Smith was. Alex Smith is a decent scrambler. This kid
nothing
is
like this
nothing
kid.
Like this. So I think they could take more chances. They could be less conservative. And I think now if they get a lead in the playoffs, they're more likely to put the foot on the, you know, the throat than when they had Alex Smith in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.